Caller 5 now at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a $50 gift card to Connor's Restaurant on Seneca Street in West Seneca. Every Wednesday, score 4 Connor's Beef on Weck meals for just $55 or 1 for 15. Because Connor's is better. I missed the thing about the Pro Bowl or the Pro Bowl games. It's done.
I just saw that a little while ago.
88 players will receive the Pro Bowl honor with no alternates, corralling a key aspect of the All-Star event that had gotten out of whack in recent years. Who was it? I think it was Mike Jannetty that I asked, because I always wanted to know this. If you make the Pro Bowl and like play in it, or the Pro Bowl game, same thing, after one or five other guys at your position declined, does that count as having made the Pro Bowl? And he said no. From a contract standpoint, anyway.
Right.
Like bonuses.
Incentive, yeah, right.
I don't know. Who comes to mind? Tyrod? Did he make it 1 year
as an
alternate, right?
Yeah.
So if I go to Pro Football Reference, is it going to say that he was a Pro Bowl player? It says he made the Pro Bowl once. It does already. Yep. I see it. 2015.
I feel like Dawson Knox has been a replacement Pro Bowler since, you know, pretty recently. Obviously, he's only been on the team for, you know, 6 years here.
But they still don't have the Bills, the tight end, I think, mm-hmm. who's like made it.
Okay.
They have two guys in the AFL years mm-hmm. when it was not a Pro Bowl. It was the AFL All-Star Game or AFL NFL, whatever they did.
Yeah.
But the Pro Bowl itself, I still don't think a Bill has ever like been named to the team a tight end.
Right.
Without being a substitute.
Right.
Is that still running? Some of these stats, these streaks get broken, and I don't know about it.
I think so. I mean, I cannot fathom that he was he was a replacement for sure, Dawson Knox.
Kincaid has a Pro Bowl last year.
Okay.
But
was it one of these?
Like, yeah.
He was the fifth guy kind of deals, right? I mean, he wouldn't have been first choice, I don't think.
I mean, AFC had Kelsey. There's Kincaid. What's that little plus? Maybe the streak is over. He's got a little plus.
Yeah.
Indicates player was a replacement selection.
Ah.
Womp womp. So Tyler Warren was a replacement selection. So was Jake Ferguson. Brock Bowers has a percent sign. Indicates player did not play. So if it's two tight ends from the AFC, it was Kelsey and Bowers.
Yeah, his Wikipedia page does not have an asterisk next to his 2025 Pro Bowl designation, but in the body of the Wikipedia page, in the 2025 season section, it says he was selected to the Pro Bowl as a replacement for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
There you go. So that would not count. If he had a bonus, my understanding is from that conversation with Mike Jannetty, if he had a bonus for making the Pro Bowl, he wouldn't get it. Does Sal still have Brandon Bean next to him to ask that question?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't get the bonus.
Because maybe the designation is voted, you were voted as a Pro Bowler. Being named as a replacement is a different designation.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. That should be. That's how it should be.
Dawkins has made the last five. He's coming up on Reuben.
No kidding. Right.
What was Reuben?
Eight.
And maybe Reuben Brown.
Maybe one is a Bear. But yeah, I think I'm guessing at that. But yeah, he made 8 Pro Bowls, Reuben. Never an All-Pro. I don't even think he ever was a second team All-Pro.
Okay.
Reuben. But he made 8 Pro Bowls.
But you, in those days, you could make the Super Bowl and still play in the Pro Bowls after the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Now they're not going to have anything.
Right.
They've just given up. This is a big moment in sports. And it happened through the NFL.
The skills competition, whatever the Pro Bowl games have been for the last couple of years, that's going. Stephon Diggs doing crazy trick catch routines, gone. No more. No,
where are we going to find that
no
now?
No exhibition whatsoever.
Where are we going to find that now? Where do we have to turn? Bring back the Pro Bowl games, I say. Bring them back.
What we'll get to is, you know, we talked to our buddy John. It's funny. I was just talking about John Severin in the break with Owen. But we talked to him a couple of weeks ago about the cosmic hockey thing on the heels of cosmic baseball. We'll get to cosmic football. Well, that will fill the void.
Cosmic football.
Cosmic football.
Well, is that safe?
I have no idea.
Who wants to watch football if it's safe?
Right. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. We don't need hip drop tackles either.
We want the threat of bodily harm.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mentioned this during your break, and I know this first part of my little story here will not surprise you, but I watched Super Bowl V recently.
Of course
recently.
You did, yes.
I watched Super Bowl V, and that's funny from a pregame standpoint because they have these giant inflatable figures of Johnny Unitas and okay. Craig Morton.
Okay.
That it takes them like a minute to inflate them on the field, like before mm-hmm. the game. And there were like brawls almost. Like one guy on the Colts was not happy with Bob Hayes, and Hayes kind of got up after a play, and this guy was sort of standing over him, and he just started throwing on him, this Colts guy. Like, and nothing was ever said about it. There was no penalty for it. There was some penalty back here for illegal formation. That we talked about that.
But the guy throwing punches.
It didn't mean anything
no big deal.
To the Super Bowl announcers that there was like a fight.
That might make you think that it was way more commonplace. And maybe it was. I don't know.
It had to be.
Right.
But at some point, they got sick of it. Oh, it's so PC. Somebody said that whenever, like 1980 or whenever it was that football got serious, cracking down on fights in games. I bet your uncle was really upset about that. When men were men,
yep.
They would fight all the time.
They won't even let you put your forearms in casts anymore and blast the guy in the helmet.
I know.
What a soft game has become.
What happened to my football?
They won't let Deacon Jones concuss you with his bare hands any longer.
Right. How do you get away with that cast? You know?
Yeah.
My hand's not broken.
No.
I just want to wear a cast so I can pound you in the head on every
right.
play.
Right.
Those are great stories, though, from those days. Like those guys telling stories about smells and different things that, to try to get an edge.
Oh, God. Yeah. 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 There have been stories about soiling oneself.
Yep.
I'm sure
on
of
purpose.
It. Yes. Yes. Holy cow.
If there isn't that.
How bad do you want to win?
If there isn't that story, it's out there. Somebody's just not telling
right.
it.
Yes.
That story.
Now, I'm sure I've heard it. That's why I had that in my. That was right there, bubbling under the surface the whole time. Let me get to that.
Do you want to talk about Dolly Parton?
I mean, I would just say that Dolly Parton is one of my favorite human beings that's ever lived. Was. I mean, she died yesterday. Probably most of you already knew that. I just think, just an amazing person. What's that?
I guess. What I've read today.
The whole, I mean.
Donating millions of books.
Yeah, all of that. And just being a political ally of people that, you know, don't get, you know, the fairest shake. And going way back to, you know, before it was considered woke to talk about the gay community and the trans community. Like, she's been a pillar. Like, she's one of my favorite people. Because she had enough resources to be probably a billionaire, and I'm sure she lived an extremely comfortable life with all the money she made, with all the number one songs she wrote, let alone sang and performed herself.
Movies too,
just all around, but just always seemed to just go out of the way to, like, much like Johnny Cash's reputation when he was alive, like for the downtrodden and the people that need to be lifted up, I feel like she lived her life in a very similar way, and a prolific songwriter, just an incredible talent, and just you're getting all corners of the music world just to focus on that part of her life. I've got the drive-by truckers, I've got punk bands, I've got Eminem, like people from all genres of music are like, yeah, I had one run-in with Dolly Parton. She wrote me a letter. Like, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have that much heart. Like, really, yeah, she'll be missed.
Do you listen to her music?
No.
Though?
No.
I do. I have a couple of go-to Dolly Parton. It's not going to impress you.
I don't choose not to, but I don't seek it out. You know what I mean? Like, if it came on, I would be like, oh, I Dolly Parton.
Feel free to laugh if you must. I have two Dolly Parton songs among my liked songs. that I'll often, I know you don't do this, but I'll often just push play on, shuffle on light songs, and it's very wide. It'll go from Chopin to NFL films to Radiohead. Like, it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
I have two Dolly Parton performances. One is Rocky Top. There's a live version of Dolly Parton singing.
I'll
it's like 3 minutes
I'll
long.
I bet it goes hard. It's great.
It's great.
As hell. Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
You're just joking. It's a such a great little song that I don't think she wrote. I mean, it's
no.
Rocky Top.
Right.
But love it. And then 9 to 5.
Yep.
I like 9 to 5.
Me too.
I saw that they played that at Buckingham Palace today.
Yep.
To honor her.
Yep. Beautiful.
And there's also one more little one. There's a Letterman performance. Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt. I think Emmylou Harris together. Beck. CBS Letterman.
I saw a Letterman top 10. She did a top 10 list.
Oh, yeah?
Like Dolly Parton's top 10 pet peeves. And number one was, I also have a great ass. I mean, just incredible.
I could watch that tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Time out. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR.